You're listening to a sponsored episode on The Top Line.
Welcome, everyone. I am Stephanie Butler, Senior Conference Director here with Fierce Life Sciences, and this podcast is being brought to you by Gilead Sciences. Visit GileadHIVtogether.com to learn more about Gilead's unique collaborations worldwide and the work to help end the HIV epidemic.
For 35 years, Gilead has worked tirelessly to create life-changing medicines to help millions affected by HIV. We work directly with communities to advance prevention and treatment. We advocate to fight discrimination and improve access to care. Together, we can help end the HIV epidemic for everyone, everywhere.
So I wanted to start by talking a little bit about the history of this. It has been over 40 years since the first reported cases of HIV, and tremendous progress has been made towards ending the epidemic, including advancements in HIV treatment that enable individuals to take and stay on treatment, leading to longer and healthier lives. But at the same time, not everyone with HIV is achieving long-term success. And what I mean by long-term success is that every person with HIV is able to live their best life. And one of the ways you can achieve this is through treatment selection, which then can prioritize long-term outcomes from the very beginning. So closing the HIV treatment gap has to be a top global priority in order to overcome this epidemic, which is still one of the most challenging public health issues today. So to discuss this critical topic, I'm delighted to have here with me today, Jared Baiton, who is the Vice President, HIV Clinical Development at Gilead Sciences. So welcome, Jared.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much for having me. Your introduction hit the nail right on the head. When we reflect 40 plus years of HIV, how far we have come, how transformative advances in HIV treatment have been, and at the same time, how far we still can go, how HIV is still a global public health emergency, and one that we have the opportunity to be able to really change the course of this epidemic. We can look forward to a world where we have fully controlled HIV.
My first question that I wanted to ask you is, when most people think of treating HIV, there is probably a wide understanding of the importance of viral suppression and even preventative concepts like U equals U and treatment as prevention. But how does this evolution to long-term success fit in?
We have the advances in HIV treatment that you alluded to in your introduction have been really amazing and transformative for millions of people around the world. The keys to HIV treatment are viral suppression, effectively turning off the virus so that the levels in the bloodstream and elsewhere in the body go to undetectable levels. And that arrests the clinical consequences of the immune suppression of HIV and allows people, as you said, to live healthier, full, and their best lives. It also, as you alluded to, it feeds right into the concept of treatment as prevention, or U equals U, or undetectable is untransmittable, that individuals who are effectively treated for HIV are not infectious. And so treatment also, in addition to the healthier life and the best life for an individual, also prevents the onward spread of HIV. So viral suppression is that key, turning off the virus. On top of that, one of the tremendous evolutions in HIV treatment over the last decades has been the development of safer medicines that people are able to fit into their daily lives. And that has been tremendous scientific breakthrough. Medications, and that in most cases for most people living with HIV today, can be a single pill once a day, where the entire medicines that they need to take are combined into a pill that they can take once a day. And that was done through tremendous work in science, through engagement with science and communities affected by HIV, and bringing that all together to be able to fit the things that work into people's lives so they can have long-term success in their HIV treatment. Now that we have that bar that's been set so high and importantly high for people living with HIV, a bar of high efficacy and high expectations for safety, we have to think about how to choose the right medicines for individuals so they can have that kind of efficacy and safety for their long term. Because HIV treatment is a medicine that people take for their entire lives. That's what maintains that healthier, full, and best life, as you said. And those are the considerations that further feed into that safety and efficacy are resistance and the interaction with other medicines that people may have, the other medical conditions that individuals may carry, and their ability to take multiple medicines altogether, and the ability to take HIV medicines throughout one's lifespan, including from the youngest ages for those particular cases, and into aging for individuals who are later in their lifespan. What's really important is focusing on the science and the best medicines for long-term success across the lifespan and through the widest range of people possible, and aiming for medicines that work really within people's real-world lives. Because real-world lives are where medicines actually, where the rubber hits the road for medicines, of course. And we want medicines that fit into the day-to-day realities of people's real-world existence, so they can know and have the confidence that their medicine is not going to fail them as they live their very best life.
It's a great point. And who hasn't unintentionally missed or forgotten about a daily routine? I mean, life gets in the way sometimes. And any treatment that can potentially accommodate that is clearly going to be important. So what else is happening in long-term success?
You're absolutely right. Life is complicated, and life can get in the way. It can get in the way of medicines. Life can get in the way of so many things in the rest of our existence. And what's really important, and what I and the tremendous teams who work every day here at Gilead trying to end this epidemic think about, is not just developing medicines for medicine's sake, but medicines that fit into people's lives and fit into the real challenges people face. And that is the individual challenges that people face, the day-to-day of remembering to take a medicine, the day-to-day of remembering to take a medicine in the context of kids running about and needing what they need, or the three jobs that people work, and then in the larger social context of all the challenges that also can get in the way of taking medicine well. And we have to be thinking about medicines that work in that individual and larger social context. So when I think about people aiming for long-term success in their HIV treatment, it is medicines that fit into people's lives and allow, as you said, people to be able to be confident in what they're taking and forgive themselves when they have that confidence in what they're taking. When we think about that, we think about medicines that have the potency, that avoid antiretroviral resistance, avoid the virus becoming resistant and breaking through that medicine. And we think about medicines are going to work today, tomorrow, a decade from now, and beyond. So when we think about, and resistance is really a key piece in that, because we need medicines that exist that the virus can't work its way around. That's what antiviral resistance is, where the medicine stops working because the virus is sneaky. Long-term success has to also be avoiding resistance.
Speaking of the research that you're talking about, much of our audience is, I'm sure, familiar with HIV and infectious disease. What are Gilead's plans for this year?
It's an incredibly exciting time in HIV as a field, and here at Gilead in particular as well. The treatment world, as we talked about, evolved from horror and from nothing to where we are now, where so many people, truly millions of people around the world, are taking medicines every single day that is aiming at their best life, as you talked about. And as you mentioned, there's prevention medicines that also work in many people's lives. And yet, so far, we still have so far to go. There are individuals, many individuals, too many individuals, for whom the medicines that exist right now can't fit fully into their lives because of the complexity of their life or the history of what medicines they've taken before, and how we cannot leave anyone behind. And for HIV prevention, while many people take HIV preventative medicines now, how many more could, because we still have well over a million infections around the world occurring every year. So how many more people could be benefiting from prevention? So when I look ahead to this year, particularly this year here at Gilead, it is bringing forward continued science, emphasizing the importance of the right medicines for long-term success for HIV treatment and for prevention, so that individuals can find the things that exist now that are going to be able to fit into their lives. And then on top of that, it is so much work in our pipeline of new medicines that we're hoping to bring forward. And many of those are long-acting medicines that wouldn't have to be taken every single day. We have things all across that pipeline and different ways of interacting with the medicine. Some of them are pills and some of them are injections that people could approach and figure out the options that exist in one day so they could make the choice of the thing that's going to work best for them. We've done this all through grit and dedication to the science to figure out the right thing is going to make the big transformative differences in people's lives. And we do it from the moment of starting our thinking, working with communities and providers and people affected by HIV all around the world, so that when we're building new things, it's building things that are actually going to work into real people's real world lives.
I want to follow up a little bit on that and also taking a little bit of a different beat to what we're talking about. What is Gilead's involvement with the HIV community?
You know, our vision of where of the strategy that we want to get to in HIV is we would like nothing more than to not have to work on HIV. And ending this HIV epidemic around the world is developing innovations and new medicines, and it's not innovations and medicines alone. It is beyond the biomedical approach to fully address and integrate the social determinants of health, to address equity and access all around the world, and to recognize that transformation in HIV and ending this epidemic really is about partnership. Partnership with governments, partnership with scientists, partnership with clinicians, partnership with community. And our engagement with community starts on day minus one. Before we even start thinking about making new medicines, it is asking those questions deeply about what innovations would make a real difference in the world. What things can we think about? What things can we imagine that would make a difference in people's lives? From the beginning, we were engaging community from all around the world, diverse voices, to be able to say, how can we design, conduct, and be ready for results someday so that it's going to be really able to potentially maximize the impact that could be had in the world. And that's really our job. Our job is to ensure that at every step of the process, our research is directly informed by diverse voices of people living with HIV, affected by HIV, and all the communities around them.
Yeah, it's so important to integrate multiple diverse voices into the development from early on. I think that's such a critical part of developing anything in this space, and especially this one. But we talked a little bit about the beginning, but or I mentioned it a little at the beginning, but can you tell me a little bit more about Gilead's history in HIV? I know there's a long history, so I'd love to hear a little more about that.
I'm really proud to work at a place like Gilead that has been laser focused on making big innovations, big transformative innovations in HIV for now more than three decades. This is the place that has brought multiple new medicines for HIV and brought really transformative options for HIV. Gilead also pairs that, all that strong science and dedicated science that we talked about, pairs that also with engaging and listening to community all the way through, and then with reaching in, leaning in on partnerships and equity to make sure that the innovations actually make the impact that we all want. I'm really proud when Gilead was twice named the number one overall philanthropic funder of HIV-related programs by the funders concerned about AIDS. And so that dual attention to doing science and grit in doing science and dedication and to equity and access and doing all the right things to make sure that science has the most impact possible, that's what gets me up every day.
Now, I completely understand that. Before we finish, any final thoughts you have, want to share?
Oh, yeah. I hope the listeners realize what a tremendous journey HIV has been and how it is such an example of why we do scientific innovation and how scientific innovation can make immediate and amazing differences in lives of populations all around the world. And at the same time, how important it is to keep leaning in on innovation so that we can make sure that nobody's left behind. I think when I think about how much more we have to do and the choosing the right treatment and prevention options so that individuals can make the choosing the right things for them and to be able to make those right choices for their long-term success, you can hear my enthusiasm for what we do and the differences that we can make in people's lives. I hope one day actually, Stephanie, that you and I can have this conversation again when we talk about the big impacts that the next round of innovations in HIV treatment and prevention, and maybe even one day leaning into cure, are able to get to, because it would be great to talk about a world in which we've really ended the epidemic.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we will have that conversation one day. How much has progressed in what really is a short period of time. It's very encouraging. It's a little astronomical. As someone who lived through this outbreak of the epidemic in the beginning and lost people they loved to this disease at that time, I really want to thank you, not just for being here today and sharing your insights, but also want to thank Gilead and for the commitment to the work that has been done so far and that you continue to do in this space. It's really important, and I really cannot wait to, I can't wait to have this conversation again in a year to see what you've done next, and in 5 years, and in 10 years when we're talking about the cures. For everyone who is listening, please do take a moment to visit GileadHIVTogether.com to learn more about Gilead's unique collaborations worldwide and the work to help end the HIV epidemic. Thank you to everyone who's listening.